Hello again, Mike O'Connor, another GeezerCast for you. In particularly low tones today because I have a little bit of a cold that I'm recovering from. But that's okay because today is a great day. Today is the first day I've been back to GeezerCasting since the election in which Barack Obama won. And so I decided I'd just lay down a track for you, my unborn grandchildren, since you're the ones who are going to be interested in this. Everybody else knows all about this. But, you know, over the whole course of all the GeezerCasts, one of the subtexts has been me sort of whining about the state of affairs in the country due to the fact that George Bush is our president. And so I just, you know, it just seems like the end of an episode, and it seems like a good time to sort of recount a bunch of stuff and share some experiences so that you, when you're listening to these 50 years from now, can sort of know what one person feels like when he's been through this. So that's what I'm going to do. And the interesting angle on this is that I had to go to an ICANN meeting in Cairo, and so I was out of the country when the election actually happened. And one of the things that I did, well, what I often do when I go to ICANN meetings is I wear badges with all of my domain names on them, just because I'm sort of a geek, and it's hard for me to just strike up conversations, and the badges are often a good way for people to sort of go, oh, that's interesting, what's that about? And then we can start with that and then learn about each other and so on. So I often wear the badges, but this time I made up a set where the domain names were on there, but they were completely surrounded and overwhelmed by giant Barack Obama. That was cool. That was the snow sliding off the roof. Giant Barack Obama signs. And I have to admit, I was a little bit isn't that cool? What timing? I don't know if I'll leave those in or not. Anyway, we have a steel roof here at the farm, and when the snow goes, it all goes at once. Anyway, you know, I was a little edgy about walking around with these Barack Obama signs all over my chest because that's a little over the top for me. But I decided I'd go ahead and do it. And so I wandered out into the ICANN meetings, and here were all these folks from all over the world who were really excited about the fact that I was a Barack Obama fan. And so I met all kinds of people from outside the U.S. who were completely fired up about Barack Obama's candidacy and were really hopeful that he was going to win. And then after he won, I continued to wear these things, and people, again, were just completely over the top about how happy they were that he got elected and congratulating me on being a fan and so on. And another interesting thing was that it didn't really make any difference whether I was in the ICANN meetings or whether I was just out in the regular part of Cairo. There was the meeting venue hotel was this super luxury hotel on the edge of Cairo that's in an area called City Stars. And City Stars has a couple of big hotels, but it's also got a giant mall. It's got the biggest mall in the Middle East, according to Wikipedia, I learned later. You know, it was pretty easy to just zip out of the hotel, and it was attached to the mall, so you could just walk into the mall. And so I did that a lot, just, you know, to do the morning walk and get out and get some exercise and stuff. And just regular folks, just regular Cairo citizens, had the same reaction to the Obama badges that the folks inside the ICANN meetings did. You know, great enthusiasm. People would stop me and we would stumble along in my lousy Egyptian and their sketchy English, and we would sort of wave our arms at each other and get the message across that this was about the coolest thing on the planet. And lots of people took their picture with me, and you know, it was just great. So nice to be able to participate in the international scene again as something other than an awful American. Because the 8 years that we spent under the Bush regime, you know, it was getting pretty uncomfortable to be overseas. People were pretty grouchy with the U.S., and it was just like a light switch getting turned off when Obama got elected. So I think if nothing else, just that, I think, will make a gigantic difference in terms of how we do going forward. You know, he's got such a huge opportunity, and he's such a smart guy. I'm sure that he'll figure that out. And, you know, I just like everybody else who was an Obama fan, you know, I'm just delighted. And the reason I wanted to do this Geezer cast is because, you know, this was a lot like the day that Roosevelt got elected. A lot of people were feeling pretty bad and pretty unhappy with the way the previous administration, the Hoover administration, had been behaving. And it wasn't an instant turnaround. In fact, the depression went on for quite some time after Roosevelt got elected. But there is this sense of, well, at least we've got the administration on the right track, and at least we've sort of substituted a smart guy for a dumb guy in that job, and maybe now we can get some stuff done. And I'm hopeful that we'll sort of get beyond the partisan baloney. One of the things that was interesting about the Obama election results was the degree to which the moderate middle voted for Obama rather than McCain and Sarah Palin, who was, as you've heard in previous Geezer casts, pretty extreme in her views. It'll be interesting to see sort of how the Republicans digest the Sarah Palin phenomenon, because it's clear that she's sort of a nationalist wacko who really appeals to the people who basically want to retreat from the world, defend what they've got, hoard their land, hoard their gold, buy a lot of guns, blah blah blah. It's, you know, it's a very unappealing group of people, and I'm hoping that the moderates exit that Republican Party and join a newly moderated Democratic Party. I think if the Democrats stay as far left as they've been, that would be just as bad as having the far right president that we've had for the last 8 years. So I'm hopeful that Obama will be a bit more moderate than he was during the campaign. That would be fine with me. Even though I'm a sort of far left wacko, I'm fine with a more moderate approach. And so there you go. You know, it's just a great day. And I'm so glad he won. My plan at ICANN was to join the other expatriates in the bar. The time zones were such that the returns started coming in about 3 a.m, and the final calling of the election happened at 6. And my plan was to stay up late and do that, but I have this cold, and so I wound up just going to bed. I thought, well, I'll go to bed and I'll sleep, and then maybe I'll be perky in the morning. I can go down and join them in the morning. But that happened to be the worst night of the cold, and so I basically would just sit there in bed and wake up about once an hour and turn on CNN and check out the returns, and then roll over and go back to sleep for a while. So my you know, the answer to the question, where were you when Obama was elected, is I was in bed in the Intercontinental City Stars Hotel in Cairo and pumping my little fist in the air and watching the speeches was great. But I did miss out on the sort of festivities. About 100 folks wound up down in the bar, and we'd started an email list of Cairo attendees, Cairo ICANN attendees that were into Obama. So I was sort of following along on that too. And it was just great. Just darn fine. Couldn't be better. And, now the economy is, still a mess and probably will be for quite some time. But at least we've got, I think, great folks in command. And I'm sure that we'll figure this out, get it squared away. At last. So there you go. That's the Geezer Cast the day, or not the day. It was almost a week ago now that Obama was elected, but I just got back. Anyway, this is the post-election Geezer Cast. A darn fine day. Hope you enjoyed this one, and I'll see you the next time.